This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lockheed Martin executives attended a three-day white male re-education camp. During these brainwashing sessions, they were taught that racist white male culture characteristics include having principles, a conscience, working hard, and having a can-do attitude. Oh my God, how terrible! What kind of monster would have principles, a conscience, and work hard? Could only be a white supremacist. Apparently these traits are, quote, devastating to minorities and women. Wait, so you're saying that women and minorities find it difficult to work hard, have a conscience, and have any principles? Isn't that a prime example of sexism and racism? The brainwashing session was aimed at deconstructing
white male privilege and making them better allies.
The program was led by the consulting firm
White Men as Diversity Partners,
which specializes in helping white males
awaken together.
The participants included a former three-star general and the vice president of production for the $1.7 trillion F-35 fighter jet program. Employees were required to repeat and internalize 168 different white, male, and heterosexual statements. Statements included, I can use the word whom without appearing pretentious. I can commit acts of terrorism, violence, or crime and not have it attributed to my race. If I have low credibility as a leader, my gender is not the problem. If I'm a heterosexual, it's highly unlikely that I'll ever be beaten up by a spouse or lover. And I can have friendships with or work around children without being accused of recruiting or molesting them. So basically a self-flagellation, Maoist-style struggle session aimed at internalizing white guilt. Yeah, that's not a Zoom call, that's a cult. Participants then repeated and internalized 59
male privilege statements,
including, my earning potential is 15 to 33% higher than a woman's. My reproductive organs are not seen as the property of other men, the government, and are strangers because of my gender. Finally, the white males read a series of
I'm tired
statements from fictitious racial minorities and women, including, I'm tired of being black, I'm tired of black boys, girls being murdered, what, by each other. I'm tired of the concept that we should be colorblind.
Did you sense the sarcasm by Paul Watson? Yeah, where's he from? Like Alabama or something? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I find him very entertaining, and I find him spot on. White male re-education camp. Illusions, folks. That's what we've been talking about today. Illusions. Paul is talking about this racist white male culture characteristics. What exactly is that? I told you earlier, the illusion is that there's men and women, there's gay and straight, there's black and white, there's, you know, pick your poison in that, because we are all humans. And the only thing that we want as human beings in America is for people to respect our laws. I ask this question all the time of leftists. I say, why aren't you fighting as hard to integrate Africa and to lighten it up, if you will, as you are to brown America? Why is it there's no cause that says, you know what, Africa's just too black. We need to make Africa more white. Why is it that you can colorize America to one degree, but you can't do anything over there? They don't have an answer for it. See, because there is no logical answer for it. If white people want to be in Africa, they'd move there. They did. You know what happened? A lot of them got killed. They got ran out. Indians got run out of Uganda. Asians, if you want to call them that. They're mostly Indians. They got run out of Uganda. You had white folks that had been run out of Zimbabwe and other countries. They took over their land. In some cases, they killed them. So, you know, it's been tried. Nobody's complaining. Nobody's saying, you know what? Uganda ran out the Asians. They're killing white people over in South Africa and in Zimbabwe and other countries. Nobody's complaining, saying, let's go fight for the rights of these white folks to go and be a part of Africa. And it's never going to happen. Nobody's complaining about the statistics in Africa of how many white people there are in the population and the lack of opportunity for whites and on, nothing. It's a continent dominated by brown, you know, black people. You're never going to hear anybody complain. So we in America allow this stuff to happen. We don't push back in any way, because that's exactly what I would say. If it was a black racist talking about critical race theory, I'd say, you know, let's apply critical race theory to Africa. How about we apply it there? Well, we're talking about an American problem. No, because you talk about slavery, you talk about all these issues, you know, you call yourselves African Americans. How about we apply everything that you're talking about in America to the motherland? Yeah, there would be silence, because when you apply it to the motherland, it makes no sense. If we required Africa to do what, if we required any country, Japan, pretty homogeneous society made up of Japanese, why don't we force them to integrate? Doesn't Japan need more black people? China, the Middle East? I would love to see some black women go to the Middle East. Go on, Shaniqua. I would love to see that. Get your butt to the Middle East and start talking about, you talk about, what just happened? Oh, you got hit by a rock. You got hit by another rock. See, they call it stoning. Because they don't like your attitude over there. I would love to see these feminists go to the Middle East and practice what they preach. They hold America, they hold civilized society to a whole other standard, as they completely ignore the barbarity of other cultures. Is barbarity a word? The barbaric nature. I don't want somebody fact checking me. Look it up. I'm just curious if barbarity is a word. Oh, man. So he says this white racist thing that they're teaching at Lockheed, it was concerned with the principles of conscience, hard work, and conscientious attitude. If you take that out of black people, what do you see as our future? Do you see the game that's being played here? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Diversity alone is not what makes a great nation. I mean, diversity alone makes some of the tribal societies of the world that never quite make it, such as some of the places in the Middle East where we're trying to establish nationhood. As I said earlier, it's part of our tradition that everybody can be an American, but there has been a common culture.
Yeah,
you don't have to belong to it, but there has been that.
What is it?
Well, okay, you want to know what it is, number one? Okay.
Is there a bond? Is there a common culture?
I think, well, let me tell you a story. My junior college, I studied in Switzerland, and I used to get really annoyed when the French-Swiss professors I had would refer constantly to les pays anglo-saxons, the Anglo-Saxon countries, meaning England, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, okay, Canada. And they said, you know, hey, my name is Scalia, and I'm as American as anybody. Look at this face. Is this an Anglo-Saxon face? I had never been in England. But at the end of my year, I went to England, and I felt at home. There is no doubt that American culture American common culture, which nobody has to belong to, originates with English culture. And that includes Shakespeare, it includes nursery rhymes that we all know and that we use as examples. That's our common culture. And I think the framers recognized that. Diversity's fine, but diversity does not make a nation.
That was Justice Antonin Scalia. Sage words from an amazing man. Diversity alone doesn't make a great nation. And he proves it. Tribal societies don't work. Go look at Africa. 2,200 languages spoken? How many tribes in Africa? Hundreds of tribes. And you know what Africa is? It's a war zone. A bunch of the countries are in constant turmoil over what? Tribal nature. Why do you think the Democrats love the illusion of black and whites and browns and women and men and gays and straights and all that other stuff? Why do you think they like it? Because they can make you a tribe. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Antonin Scalia. Part of our tradition, he says, is that everybody can be an American. And what does that mean? It's funny, because when you say that, people think, well, I don't want to be an American. Well, why not? What does America represent? It represents every nation. There's not a single nation on this continent, in the world, that is not represented in America somewhere. And I'm talking about represented freely. Hold on to your traditions, etc. You can be an American and hold on to what you believe yourself to be underlying that. And America doesn't care. It embraces it. Cinco de Mayo. Black History Month. Chinese New Year. We celebrate it all. Ramadan. Rosh Hashanah. We do it all. It doesn't matter what you are. I don't care if you're Wiccan. There's somebody celebrating it. And there's nobody interrupting you. But we got to be, leftists love this tribal stuff. They love the illusion that there's racism in America. The illusion that it's completely sexist in this country. The illusion that women cannot get by and gays are being oppressed and all these other things. And I would defy you to tell me where they could do better. Please do. It isn't going to happen. They love it here, but they got to do that because that's where the money is. If we let this nation exist in a utopian way, there's nobody that could challenge us. You want to know why George Soros and these other countries want to pick on us? Because that is the only way you can defeat us. Is it good as fighting internally? He says, what is our common culture? That's what Scalia was asked. He says, it comes from Britain. It is. If you want to call it le pays d'Anglo-Saxon, whatever he called it, the country of Anglo-Saxons or whatever. If you want to call it that, fine. I don't care what our roots are. I'm still the individual that I became.
Well, Kevin, you were influenced by them forcing you to learn Shakespeare and all that.
I don't really care. It was a mind-expanding thing. I wasn't into Shakespeare, but it's fun to know who he was. I also wasn't into Shaka Zulu, but I watched that show. You know, it's all a learning experience to understand the human condition. There's lots that I don't know about Scandinavia. To be honest with you, have no interest in it. But if I were to go, I would probably pick up a book and understand who Skarsgård was, or, you know, Lors, or Thor, or, you know, whomever. I'd probably want to have some intellectual curiosity about the people I'm going to go spend time with. And it's because I don't learn Swedish history, does it make me a Swedophobe? Whatever you call it. It's insane, man. We have you know what the American culture is? Come over here and embrace who you are. But you can do it in something that you've probably never experienced fully. True freedom in a democratic republic. Not socialism, not some bastardized version of of what we consider freedom, but the real freedom of a democratic republic that's built on a capitalist society. That's freedom. I want to talk a little bit about what a friend of mine, Michael Bowen, amazing intellect, amazing thinker. And Michael wrote a piece on culture. And it's so worth exploring. And here's what he wrote. Question: what sucks the most about being a black American? Answer: the presumption against black diversity. He says there is a loud and vocal minority of black Americans who think that they represent all black Americans. They don't. But because the news media is accustomed to having these people at hand, they continue something that is not quite stereotyping, but stereotyping anyway. Say it. Black diversity. Have you ever heard that phrase before? It's something everybody knows is true, but hardly ever talks about. Everybody knows a black person who is nothing like the black people on TV or in the movies or wherever. One of the consequences is that many Americans think they're doing all black people a favor in fighting racism against some black people. That would be perfect if any racism destroyed most black people. But the fact of the matter is all black people, he says, all black America has survived and thrived despite all racism. But you really can't say much of anything about black America. I mean, anything you say will be true for some fraction. More on this when we return.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has reportedly made another offer on his infrastructure plan in a Wednesday meeting with West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito. Politico reporting that the president's new plan included $1 trillion in new spending, down from his initial package of $2.3 trillion, but far from the levels of spending in a Republican counteroffer. Biden and Capito will meet again on Friday, even as members of his administration say that a time to get a deal done is running out. And new COVID cases in the United States have fallen to levels not seen in more than a year. The latest 7-day average is around 15,600 cases per day, the lowest level since March 2020. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Thursday that average is down 94% from a peak in January of this year. Average daily deaths have also fallen to a low of about 360 a day. Walensky says the drops come as more Americans get vaccinated. 63% of adults have received at least one dose of vaccine. This is USA Radio News. President Biden announced Wednesday that his administration will be making a push to get 70% of American adults vaccinated, calling June a month of action. But some health experts have called the president's goal too low. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the administration wanted to set a mark that was reachable in a time frame, but tells ABC News that 70% is just the beginning.
We have wanted to hit a target that was aspirational, doable, and to say that we're done on July 4th if and when we hit 70%, I would say is not true. After we hit 70%, we need to lean in and try and get to 75% and try and get to 80%. But what I would say is right now we have this goal. We're working towards it. We knew that this was going to be hard work as we approached it, that, you know, we've hit all the folks who have been streaming in trying to get the vaccine for themselves, and now we're going out one by one getting this vaccine to the people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I played a clip earlier of a guy named Paul Joseph Watson or something, a British guy. He was talking about Lockheed Martin's diversity training. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We are talking about this thing called black diversity now as it relates to the illusion that I've been discussing the entire show today. So part of these things that the Lockheed Martin diversity training and other of these racist training sessions teach is that conscience, having a conscience, working hard, conscientious attitude, showing up on time, family values, etc., those are racist tendencies, racist issues for blacks. We shouldn't be held to that standard. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. I will tell you this. There is no way you will ever get this black man to teach my kids, my sons, that they shouldn't be on time, be conscientious, have a conscience, etc. Look at the list of things. It's a joke now. There are over 100 things that are now considered racist that you shake your head at. Science is racist. Do you understand? The Democrats always use the phrase, it's the science. And then you go look it up. Don't believe me. Go Google this. Google allows this to be seen. And it will tell you that science is racist. Math is racist. Don't get me to going into explanations because we'll go down a rabbit hole. I'm just giving you an idea. As I said, showing up on time is racist. Certain phraseology that you use, the lexicon, is now considered racist. Certain actions that you do, for example, the OK symbol is with your fingers, is considered racist. Anyway, Paul Michael Watson goes on. He says, these things are considered devastating to minorities and women. Conscience, working hard, and conscientious attitude. So then the session goes into deconstructing white male privilege, things that these white men don't even know that they have. How can it be any good to you if you don't know that you have it? Do you think that there's a white male privilege to a white guy who goes into Compton for a stroll with his girlfriend or his wife? I want to know where this privilege exists. Somebody show it to me where it's universal. If it's institutional, it should be universal, right? Anyway, they were made to repeat and internalize 160 statements about white privilege or 59 statements about male privilege. You know, women, you know, I will never be underpaid in a job. Let me ask you, as a man, have you ever felt underpaid in a job? Because I have, but you took it, right? Let me tell you why you took it. You took it because either you knew it was a menial job, there was no negotiation room, so why bother? You took it because you knew this job I'll do for this price because it'll help me get to the next level. There's many reasons why you settled. But I guarantee you, you've worked for less than you thought you were worth. Most people have. And though most of them didn't deserve that because they aren't worth very much, they at least thought it. You understand where you are based on what the price will bear for your services. A mechanic gets a certain amount of money. He doesn't get as much as a brain surgeon, but he can certainly take advantage of the brain surgeon when the brain surgeon's car breaks down. The likelihood of you needing a brain surgeon is pretty low. The likelihood of you needing a mechanic is very high. So if you amortize the cost, you're probably paying a mechanic as much as you are a brain surgeon over time. There's a way to put things in perspective to where no job is menial. But the left don't want that. They want the illusion of, oh, there's the haves and the have-nots. If you're employing the janitor, you're stepping on his neck. Forget that you're giving him an opportunity. And that there's all kinds of opportunity within. The left even know the stories. They make movies about people who rise from nothing to become something wealthy. They write books about it. Horatio Alger, etc. We know the characters, but they don't want to address it. Anyway, I want to go back to black diversity. We're talking about an article written by a friend of mine, Michael Bowen. Brilliant writer, brilliant thinker. And he asked a simple question. He says, do you ever hear anybody discussing black diversity? We hear of diversity because we got to have diversity away from this so-called colonialized white society. But we never talk about black diversity. And he's making the case that black people are very diverse. And one of the first things that he wrote is, you all know somebody that doesn't fit the, quote, black stereotype. Now, what is that black stereotype? I would love to get ethnic with you white folks right now, but ask a brother, tell me what's a typical black, what defines blackness for you? Well, man, you know, you got to be down with the brothers. I mean, you know, we are a collective kid. No, we're not. We're not a collective. We're very diverse. I sit here right now talking to you. If I said to you, hey, man, do you want to go fishing with me this weekend? Your answer is probably no. I say to you, do you want to go bowling? You want to go shoot some hoops? Probably, yeah. You want to go clubbing? I mean, we have different things. And by the way, I don't care what those other Negroes want to do. I don't care. If you want to be in the club, my phone, my shoes, my car, fine. Dun, 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 dun. I can listen to some 50 Cent. And like most kids growing up, I wanted to be in the club, but I wasn't a club rat. And I certainly wasn't a hood rat. I wanted to be in the club, though. Dancing. I could dance. You know, picking up girls, trying to anyway. All the things that you should do. But there comes a point where it's no longer part of your culture. And you also know that it isn't what you live for. You know, look, this isn't just a black thing. All of us know people who live to go to the club. There are people who live to go to the bar. There are people who live to go do whatever the thing is that they do. And you don't gel with them culturally. But nobody asked this question of black folks. White folks are diverse within the white ranks. Very diverse. But we don't ask this question of black folks. So Michael writes this. On the other side of this is a black American expectation of unity from other black Americans. And I delved into this with my discussions with Angela. And I'm sure when she guest hosts soon, she will cover issues like this. Michael writes, Chuck D said it best, every brother ain't a brother. Or, as De La Soul said, they call it the hood because nobody's neighbors. And what is he saying there? You can live amongst blacks, but you stay away. We're not neighbors. Interpret it any way you want. He says, black communities have mostly been ghettos, meaning forced places for black Americans to live. Few people choose to be among the people they live with. And that is seriously, that seriously broke up in the 80s, physically and culturally. There is no singular black community. And black Americans think and feel differently about themselves and each other. I'll tell you this. Who are you toughest on? This is a trick question. You know, your kids, your coworkers, what? Who are you toughest on? Well, the answer is yourself. You're toughest on yourself. Then you're toughest on those you love, right? You're toughest on your kids. Another kid can make a mistake in the field or whatever. You're like, oh, man, that's oh, poor thing. But your son make a mistake or daughter, and you're like, oh, man, we got to work on that. So it's funny. Black conservatives, we are tough on black folks. We want black folks to represent. Why? Because we love them. Because we have a kinship. We're saying, man, represent. But it isn't as being part of a collective. Maybe it is to a degree. But it's about, you know what? Stop letting the minority of who, you know, out there represent us. They don't represent us. We are not thugs. We are not gangsters. We are not pimps and prostitutes. We make up a lot more of the fabric of America than people want to give us credit, and we allow them to browbeat us in ways that should be shameful. The reason why people tell me black is black, I'm like, I don't care. Why? Because I'm an individual. I'm an individual who happens to represent his race of people very well. I'm proud of that. But take it or leave it. It's part of the, if you want to make it part of the fabric of who you are, great. If you don't, I'm okay with that. That's the discussion. And look, we need to have this. This is a panel discussion here. Because this is a deep discussion. Black diversity. When is it talked about? Maybe we will. Keep it here, folks. You won't want to miss it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message.
The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
All Americans feel something towards black people based on history. And I mean, I'm not talking about the KKK and the neo-Nazis or whatever. I'm saying all real Americans. It's hard to not feel something for the black community knowing what our ancestors went through. How could you not? I mean, a group of people who were targeted just because of the way they looked. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about illusion, and we're talking about an article written by Michael Bowen, who writes at theblacksphere.net. Interesting cat Michael is, and he's essentially asked the question, do you understand black diversity? Because we seem not to, as a group of Americans, we seem to not understand that, yeah, there are blacks that go all across the spectrum. And sure, those squeaky wheel blacks like the congressional black circus clowns, they get the grease, but they are such a minority. They in no way represent the majority of blacks in this country. They're not monolithic. Let's start talking about diversity, black diversity. The most oppressed group within the black diversity community are black conservatives. You all know this. But we can take it. I told you earlier that black conservatives are the ones who truly wish nothing but the best for the black community. We want the black community to be seen in a light of, wow, when a black man is given something, they take pride in it. Now, it's funny to say that because if a white guy said that when a white guy's given a task, he should take pride, they would call it white pride or white power. I can tell you right now, you can't say that. But here's the thing. I shouldn't even be thinking it. As an American citizen, I don't care. Look, if you do your job right, I don't care what color you are. But there is a side of me that sees a black guy doing something, and I want him to do it to the hilt, man. I want him to represent. That's that stuff that's in the DNA of my grandparents. If I had been raised by my mom, she probably would have made me not even care. Just be the best you can be, Kev. Don't worry about anybody else. So I think there is some of that. Angela and I were talking about this. She doesn't feel that affinity. You know, like she represents all black people when she's pulled over by a cop, or if she's, you know, deciding to stand up for herself in public or whatever. She doesn't look at it as like, ooh, there's old, you know, what they call them, angry black woman. She's like, no, it's angry Angela. Not speaking for all blacks. You see these crazy women that have babies by multiple, you know, five different dudes. They got seven kids or whatever, acting a fool in public. Yeah, they do sort of represent, in my opinion, a lot of, you know, black women. Sadly, but I do know there are sophisticated black women that have nothing to do with them. Don't even feel one ounce of affinity towards that. But I do believe that as a country, we can appreciate the struggle, the overcoming of the black community to the point where we achieve, help Martin Luther King, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. achieve his dream. A positive feeling when blacks have overcome, man. I know I have that. And I will die with it too, to be honest with you. It's not something you can get rid of. But I don't feel like I'm part of the black collective. I was at a thing just the other day. I was playing golf. And I walked in there. And I don't even think I'm a black guy amongst all these white people. I'm just there to golf. It's not about my race. When I'm playing with people, golfing, because it's mostly white guys I golf with. And other than I want to represent my game personally well, I don't think to myself of, man, they're going to think all black people can't play golf. Thank you, Tiger Woods, for getting rid of that stigma. But I will tell you this. I want to keep it real. I was up there the other day when I was golfing, right off the tee, playing with these guys at golf all the time, and I smoked it. Beautiful swing, just crack. And they're like, good drive, man, good drive, good drive, good drive, good drive. Everybody's telling me good drive. And it wasn't just my foursome. It was two a group backed up. So seven white dudes got to watch me stroke it. And the last thing you want to do on a tee like that is like, bloop, 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 bloop. You know, and they go, oh, God, we got to be playing behind the black dude. So it does cross your mind a little bit. I don't know where that cutoff point is, because let me tell you what the cutoff point is. The cutoff point from that is everybody else feeling weak, feeling like they don't have to represent Jack. In fact, they have zero pride in the black community and will stick their hand out for anything you offer. And they don't have to stick their hand out. They'll just take it. If you don't watch them, they'll just take it. Frankly, I grew up where it was a big, man, we celebrated every black first, the first black to do this, the first black to make it to the Supreme Court, the first black to, you know, blah, 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 ride a horse in the Kentucky Derby. Whether he won or lost or not, it was the first, but he was the first black to do such and such. He's the first black to shovel crap out of the stalls. Didn't you know that, Kev? Wow. At the Kentucky Derby. Yes, he was the first black man to work at the Kentucky Derby, and he shoveled horse manure out of the stalls of Secretariat. Wow, that's so amazing. I mean, we grew up, and it was a big deal, man. I mean, again, I was raised by my grandparents, but Jackie Robinson, you know, breaking the color barrier. Man, when they had anything to do with Jackie Robinson, my grandfather was like, you know, Jackie Robinson, he broke the color barrier, blah, blah, blah. And he had to give you the history of it, which I'm glad he did. At the time, it seemed like you just roll your eyes like, oh, we got to hear more about Jackie Robinson. But I get it. But let me tell you, the days are over for me with that. Oh, Kamala Harris is the first black vice president. No, she's not. That's illegit. And even if she were, who cares? She's a horrible person. She's not a good leader. She's not a role model for anybody. Not blacks, not Indians, not young women, not old women. Well, she might be a role model for skanks. I mean, I'll check and get back with you. You know, we can find a few of them, get a poll going and see. Well, if we get a poll, they might take it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm saying? Got to celebrate every first, man. He was the first, even in black families, he's the first one to graduate from college. So he's the first one that got indoctrinated. Oh, I get it. It was a big deal, man. First one to graduate from high school, my grandmother. First one to graduate from college, my cousin Larry, who's like a brother to me. I can tell you, in my family, who were the first? Now, you know, it's blase. Oh, so-and-so is going to college. Oh, cool, good. You know, no big deal. Don't get indoctrinated. We don't care. Oh, he's the first one to work on Wall Street. Psst, nobody in the family cares. My oldest son is the first, probably the, I don't know. He's the first of a bunch of things. I was the first of a bunch of things to run a successful company. You know, lots of things. We don't even count it anymore. It doesn't, you know. Psst. Now we got, oh, well, she's the first woman to do this. Or she's the first gay person. He's the first gay to run for president. That's booty judge, right? She's the first lesbian to be appointed to this position. That's what they do for everything in the Biden administration. Oh, the first lesbian, the first Guatemalan midget, the first this, the first that. The first black gay sexual transsexual Guatemalan midget, bisexual cisgender, really, you know, they got all these things. And that's historic, right? It isn't that they suck at the job and, you know, we went to war over nothing. It has nothing, you know, it's not that. You know, Hillary Clinton got people killed. Well, she was the first woman who was married to a president who became a senator who then got people killed. And Benghazi, how's that? That's pretty cool. Let's give her an award. Let's give her some things. Let's give her some jail time. It's an illusion, folks, that we got to keep score with all this stuff. And I'll even make you a bet. I bet you historically none of this stuff was even first. Going back to Michael's comments, he says, he validates there is an affinity, but he says it doesn't suck to be black in America. It's a challenge that we all understand. And the overwhelming majority of us rise, face, and beat this challenge. In 1960, there were 20 million Negroes in America. The majority of them lived in poverty. Today, there are more than 42 million. That was in 2010. And the majority of them live in the middle class. That's a reality. I Am Trayvon Martin is the myth. Now, what's important to know, he says, about all these observations and perspectives about black America is that you can pretty much predict who wants to hear the good news and who wants to hear the bad. And in his experience, he says, it's been black folks of the political right who are much more comfortable with a lack of black unity. He says, when I grew up, it was common to hear the comment, there goes your people, whenever some black people were acting out. My parents would always say things like, I didn't raise them. Today we hear people's stomachs sink when they hear about somebody getting shot on the street. Those people are hoping the shooter is not black. This is a really introspective article. We're out of time, but I recommend you go read it at theblacksphere.net.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.